This first poem is titled Solidarité, and it's from my latest collection, En dessous de la langue, which was published with Prise de Parole just last year in 2021. Le monde m'envahit en commençant par les ongles, par l'espace entre les empreintes puis les ongles, là où ma négligence ronge ma chair. Je me décontamine en changeant de terre, entre recto puis verso des incantations. Il faut que je laisse la terre m'apprendre ses limites. Ma langue peut pas combattre. Cimentée à force de traîner aux marges d'asphalte, suspendue en ce qui reste en moi notre imagination.
Now that's so beautiful. It's such a different experience to hear, to read a poem and then to hear it. And you use the word incantation in there, like an incantation. That's almost what it sounds like.
I think that's often what poetry does, right? It's a way to really focus on the words and their musicality. And there's a spiritual component to that. Without necessarily even anything behind it, the very exercise of it is a way to connect with the words, with oneself, with those who are around us, with what surrounds us, right? And so when poets are able to not be too serious, and just really get into the words, there's something kind of magical, spiritual, right, in that way that does take place.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think of the history of the oral tradition, and poetry used to carry culture, carry history, poetry would be the vehicle to recite an entire people's history, right? And it also has that ritual aspect, the incantation, the spell, you know, the chant, the sacredness of it. That's the roots of poetry.
Yeah, poetic.
I think. I'm not a historian.
Poetic devices are really mnemonic devices at first. And then that function evolves, well, not evolves, becomes something else. It becomes aesthetically pleasing. And becomes autonomous from its original function, right? But it can still work in that way. What I try to do here is actually mnemonic in a different way, is this memory of spoken language. I try to write in a way that's a lot closer to orality. And so I chose this specific language because it does speak to all this, right? To this relationship to the world, to other people, to language itself, to the insufficiency of my language as opposed to language in general, or a language in general.
Can I just ask you, so it's called Solidarité, and each line just looks like it could be thought of, and you could just linger on that line for a long time. Each line is really rich, but Solidarité, what were you thinking of? Where were you going? What is this poem about for you?
We can't extract ourselves from our surroundings. There's this solidarity of us and other people and non-human animals and, well, all the living things. Not to sound too spiritual here, but the very slow life of rocks that weren't just given like that, right? Rocks were formed, were created. There are things in them, right? And that's why we're able to burn so much of certain kinds of rocks. So we have this solidarity with everything. We are involved and implicated in everything that we're a part of. We're not separate. It's not necessarily a good thing. It's pretty painful. But that's also what this poem is about, is the joy and the pain that comes with that. I think that's maybe what I tried to put when I wrote that poem, especially when I put that title on it.
That's where you were coming from. But the beautiful thing about poetry is it can reach people and they can see something completely different in it. They can hear something completely different in it. And that must be interesting for you as a poet, to have people's reactions to what hits them in your poetry.
I'm always surprised. And likewise, as a reader as well, as a translator, I've been translating Francophone poets lately for an online journal called Periodicities. So I've been corresponding with them, and they speak English as well, so they looked at my translations and they changed them, and often I could see exactly where I made choices. And then they changed those choices because this is not how they read their own poem. This is not how they wrote that poem. But I was also right. It's never really a matter of who's absolutely right. It's just that when we interpret words and speech outside of a very particular context, when we're speaking to each other, other people are around us, we have an immediate use for what we're saying. Language can go in any number of directions, and that's also a beauty of poetry, is that depending on when I read a poem, what time of the day, what mood I'm in, what year, reading Baudelaire now as opposed to when I was a teenager, it's going to mean something entirely different. And that goes for our friends, right? That goes for most of the things we experience too. But poetry just does that on purpose.
And there's some painful images in this poetry. Le monde m'envahit. La négligence, ma négligence ronge ma chair. Je me décontamine. You know, those are, like, there's a toxicity there as well. And those are heavy images, and it's called solidarity. So, you know, does that mean that the solidarity is, while being important, is something heavy as well? It's not easy.
Yeah, we can't, like I said, we can't separate ourselves from others, and there's a lot of harm that can come from that. I mean, just our relationship to the earth. Right now, we've contaminated so much of the land, of the waters, of the sky. There's so much hatred around us in our interpersonal relationship. We're taught to just hate ourselves so that people can profit off of all kinds of diet and gym equipment and who knows what else, right? We're never quite enough, and that works very well for those who benefit from that, who are also themselves not happy in any of that either. They're subjecting themselves to some negative emotions. And that's part of relating to others, regardless of whether or not we're doing it as badly as we're doing it now. There's always that conflict with others that we're going to bear within ourselves. So there's no purely joyful, friendly solidarity. Real solidarity with others begins with understanding that there's harm, that there's pain, that there's violence, that other people who are great for us can also be bad for us at the same time. That there's no purity in our relationships and in ourselves.
Thank you so much, Jerome.